Welcome to the Inside Out Style Podcast with Imogen Lamport, your scientist of style. Each episode, you'll get real-world style advice for women of every size, shape, and age. And now, here's Imogen.
Hi, I'm Imogen Lamport from Inside Out Style, and I have come to answer some of your most pressing style questions. I've got a little pot here of questions you've asked me on Facebook, and I thought I'd spend some time answering some of them today. So let me grab one out to start with. Oops, pop that down beside me. Let me read it to you. So Carol asks about colour contrast. She says, I'm two colours plus a neutral, but I always seem to wear two neutrals and a colour. Firstly, how important is it? And secondly, some tips on creating outfits with the right combinations. So when we're thinking about colour contrast, this is how many colours we have in ourselves naturally and how we put them together so that we create a flattering appearance. So it's related to hair, eye, skin colours and how many colours we have in those things. So for some of us, we have more neutral skins. Other people will often say, oh, I flush very pink, or I've got very golden skin or very peachy toned skin. And so therefore they have a coloured skin. With hair colour, you might have a more neutral colour like mine, which is a more ashy sort of blonde. You might have a much more golden blonde. You may have red hair. You may have dyed your hair blue and pink and green, whatever colours they might be, which are going to add more colours to your colour contrast. So when we're thinking about colour contrast, it's very much about how many colours we put together and what those colour combinations are. And they come back to the colour wheel. So when we look at a colour wheel and we have different what we call colour relationships. So this is like, you know, complementary colours, colours that are opposite each other on the colour wheel. We have triadic colours, so colours like red, blue, and yellow are a triad of colours, our three primary colours, our three secondary, orange, green, and violet are also a triadic, or we have options with our tertiary colour as there is as well. So those sorts of colour combinations, or we have analogous colour combinations. So these are the colours next to each other on the colour wheel. So imagine yellow, orange, and red. So that kind of goes around the colour wheel. They're colours that are more similar to each other. They flow into each other. We see a lot of analogous schemes in nature with different shades of green and yellow, things like that. So when we're thinking about colour contrast, if we have two colours, it really depends on what those two colours are to how we're going to use them. So of course, if I have two colours that are analogous, so imagine if I have green eyes and a golden blonde hair, then I will be looking at analogous colour schemes. So I might want to think about wearing my pink with something next to it. So it could be pink with purple or pink with red or something that's more similar to it, not too different on the colour wheel. If I have blue eyes and golden blonde hair, that makes me triadic in my colour scheme. And so therefore, I'm going to want to wear more different colours together. So I might want to wear blue and red together, back with a neutral. I might want to wear blue and yellow together, or red and yellow, or purple and violet, or purple and green. These are all triadic colour schemes, and then mix them back with a neutral. Or imagine I have red hair, green eyes. That's a complementary colour scheme. So they're very opposite to each other on the colour wheel. So therefore we want to wear more really different colours from each other instead of more similar colours. So I might then wear pink and green together, or I wear violet and yellow, or blue and orange. These colours that are more different from each other. But of course, it's all about the proportion. It doesn't have to be big blocks of colour. And I think this is something that a lot of people forget when they're thinking about putting colours together. It can just be a touch of a second colour. So you could have, say, I've got a pink top today. I could have put on just a touch of a different colour. Could be in a necklace, could be in a scarf. It doesn't have to be a whole garment. And I think that's one of the things many people forget, or they overlook when they're thinking about putting their colour contrast together. So thinking about using a garment to do this, so you have one colour dominant garment back with your neutral, and then adding, you know, a necklace in a colour. Or I can add a scarf with a different colour. These are two really easy ways to do it. I don't have to actually add a whole extra garment. I can if I want to, but don't need to add extra garments in colour. Of course, too, another thing is to look for a pattern. that has those, you know, your right colour contrast already built into it. So if you're more analogous, then there'll be colours that are next to each other on the colour wheel. If you're triadic, they're going to be, you know, colours a little bit more different. And then if you're complementary, they're going to be more of a riot of colours, more different colours all going on at the same time. So it's really easy when you use a pattern to actually get your colour contrast right, because so much of the time that colour contrast is built into that pattern. So that is the easiest way of doing it, because remember, it doesn't have to be whole garments. I think that's one of the things we often get the most confused about, is thinking that, oh really, I have to, you know, have whole garments, and you know, and then I feel like a clown, there's too many colours going on, I don't want to wear that much colour, my personality is more quiet and retiring and shy, and so therefore I feel uncomfortable wearing too many colours at the same time. Also think about coloured neutrals. So if we think about navy as a coloured neutral, our denim blue is a coloured neutral, a soft kind of olive or khaki green is a coloured neutral, a sage is often a coloured neutral, a camel is more of a coloured neutral that often has more orange overtones. So when you combine coloured neutrals, that also makes it feel like you're wearing a higher colour contrast than when we're wearing black, white and grey neutrals, which are very, you know, achromatic. So they have no chroma, no colour in them. So hopefully that makes a little bit of sense to you, Carol, when you're thinking about your colour contrast and how you can actually add in that second colour, because it will really make you glow, it'll make you shine, it'll make your whole outfit much more exciting when you're adding that bit of extra colour in, because you have that in yourself naturally. So, next question. How do I wear flowy pastel dresses and still look smart and defined? Well, this is an interesting question. This comes down to the concept of yin and yang. So I've written quite a number of blog posts about yin and yang, and you can go to the blog, insideoutstyleblog.com, and just put in the search bar at the top of the page, yin and yang, and you will find them. Now, what yin and yang actually tell you is how we read different design lines. So when we are reading yin lines, these are softer lines in clothing. So think about softer, curvy lines. They're lighter fabrics, soft, light colours. They're curvy designs and patterns. Floaty fabrics, sheerer fabrics, all these things are more yin. Now, if we think about yang, so yang is our more powerful or our more strong, our more serious, our more business-like design elements. So when we think about this, we're thinking about straight lines, vertical lines, solid, thick, larger scale, higher contrast, darker colours, opaque fabrics. So when we think about professional business wear, our traditional classic business wear, we're really thinking about those kind of straight, vertical, solid. If you think about the traditional suit, it's very much all about those yang design principles. If we think about soft, flowy pastel dresses, they're very, very yin. So the whole design element is actually, we read it as yin. So sadly, there's no way of turning a really soft, flowy pastel into something more business-like and more professional. You could have a blouse in a soft pastel, but then the rest of the garment needs to be more yang. It needs to have more yang design elements if you want to be taken seriously, because it's just how we read these lines. It's not that there's anything wrong with the soft, flowy pastels. It's just that we read it as softer, more nurturing, more inviting, more approachable, and also less professional. So it is thinking about balancing that yin element, the soft and flowy, with the stronger and straighter, and getting that balance right. So hopefully that makes sense if you're thinking about, well, you know, why doesn't this work in the work environment? It can be because just really when we think about those yin and yang design elements, they just don't work together. Puppies, come here, come here. Just woken up. Hi, Bee. It's nice to see you here. Here's my little puppy. Come and say hello. This is my beautiful Beau. Oh, here she is. This is my beautiful Beau. She's a little whippet. They're nearly 12 months old now. She's a beautiful little girl. Oh, gives mommy some kisses. And Arrow's down here too. So they have come to say hello. They love spending time with me in my office, keeping me company, keeping me amused while I'm working. So here they are. She's just going to settle herself down on my knee. Next question. What have we got here? Okay, Kirsty says, how do I best cover my tummy without resorting to oversized flouncy tops? I like the fitted tailored look. I'm plus size, but have curves that I want to show off. So I think this is relating to a body shape. So we can have clothes that skim without clinging. They don't have to be oversized. I think fit is really important here. And also is fabric. Some fabrics cling and, not so nice. They tend to show every lump and bump. Other fabrics have a little bit more weight to them, a little bit more body. So fabrics like viscose can be a really good fabric because viscose is actually made from a wood fiber. And so because wood fiber is heavy, it actually has a really nice drape to it. And so therefore, it can be a really good option if you are looking for something that skims past, but it doesn't have to have extra volume. So I was thinking about finding the clothes that don't have too much extra volume that skim past your tummy, but without clinging to it. I also find when you've got a bit of a tummy that the best length is just past the peak of your tummy, so the bit that sticks out the furthest. So don't go all the way to the base of it, because what actually happens then is the fabric tends to cup the tummy and make it look larger. Versus if we go just past the peak, it often then cuts the tummy up and makes the tummy look smaller as well. Busy patterns, they are great too at being distracting. So if you look at a pattern and it's all over and there's a lot of stuff going on and it's quite dense, so there's not much negative space, so space between the elements of design. What this can be really good at is our eyes just go, oh, I just can't be bothered to stop and look at anywhere in particular. And so it keeps the eye moving. It moves on and therefore, you'll find that sort of pattern in fabric really makes it much easier to distract from your tummy. And so tummies are one of those things. The worst thing you can do is put a belt on it. Really, it's one of those things. I don't know where this came from. If you haven't got a waist, put a belt on it. But it's one of those big myths in stuff. So always think the minute we put a horizontal line on something, we actually broaden it and draw attention to it. So if you don't want people to notice your waist, don't put a belt on it. It's not actually going to make your waist look smaller. But I think the reason why it possibly has come around is people were wearing huge baggy things, and particularly if you're naturally curvy anyway, and maybe you have got a bit of a waist that comes in, it's just you've got a tummy. It's not wearing sacks. It's wearing clothes that are more fitted, but in good drapey fabrics that have some weight so they don't cling to you. So that they actually follow your curves, but without overemphasizing them in the way that putting a belt on. So always fit is so important, the kind of fabrics you choose, and how you actually, put your outfits together. Another great tip is wearing a column of color. And this is where we're not breaking up the body by changing color around the waist. So often what we'll do, like today, what I've got to do is got a pair of jeans on, then I've got a top on. And so what's happening is I'm getting a break between those two colors. When you're wearing a column of color, what you're doing is actually having the same color in both your top and bottom. Now, a dress does this naturally, so dresses can be really great. Or you have just got a top and bottom in the same color. And this is where a neutral, like find yourself a great neutral, you can do this. And then you can add a color with a third piece, like a jacket or a cardigan, or something like that, that creates some more interest, some more detail. But if you have particularly a darker inner column than a lighter topper, what happens is the dark color recedes, so your tummy recedes, and what we see is the lighter color over the top. So that is a great way of helping to hide your tummy and make it less obvious. So hopefully there's some little tips to help you know, hide. Because the thing is, the more you add volume, so the flounces or the large garments, that actually adds more fabric and therefore visual weight to your body. So in fact, what we want to do is add less visual weight. So we want to have smoother fabrics, less going on, but just remembering to look for those fabrics that drape without clinging. So that's it for me for today. I'll come back again with more questions to answer very soon. Hope you found these useful, and I will talk to you again soon. Bye for now.
Thanks for listening to Inside Out Style with Imogen Lamport. Be sure to subscribe to this podcast for more actionable style and color tips. And don't forget to visit InsideOutStyleBlog.com, where you will discover Imogen's encyclopedia of color and style advice to help you become your most stylish self. If you're enjoying what's here, please leave a review so we can bring you more of the content that helps you adore your wardrobe more, so you can get up, get dressed, and get out the door looking and feeling fabulous every single day.